Big news yesterday in these parts, Tony Romo's 4.5-minute statement, fully backing Dak Prescott as the starting quarterback of this team. It's very emotional, very well done by Tony, earning a lot of praise. I don't know what they're saying about it this morning, though, in Philadelphia. The Touchdown Brothers, the all-sports radio station in Philly, that's their morning show, the Touchdown Brothers, and they've always been very critical of Tony Romo, so we thought we would eavesdrop on them this morning to see what they're saying about Tony's statement yesterday. So, Jer, if you can pull up the Touchdown Brothers.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't understand why you guys are so critical of Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Mick, come on. I don't understand why you're getting so emotional.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a homer about it.
Mickey? A little bit, yeah. I mean, I've been a homer for a long time, and this hurts, guys.
Oh, come on.
Get rid of him. What's he doing? Was he crying or something?
I guess thanks to that idiot Cowboys homer Mickey Spagnuolo for coming on and wasting our time.
I mean, talking about Tony Romo. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, we've given him a hard time over the years. Don't come in here expecting us to cry along with you. I mean, he's a football player, you know? It's sports.
Hey, yeah, I'm tired of all these people being big peas about Tony Romo, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
speaking of, thanks to Babe Laufenberg for coming on here last hour and just ripping Tony Romo's speech.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, we're not
Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, a.k.a. Down and Distance. You got the Touchdown Brothers here. All right. Tell you what, Tony. We got to get to some of this sound that we got Tony Romo's
Do we have
speech.
To play it?
Yeah, I think we deserve, the listeners deserve to hear what it sounds like for Tony Romo.
Yeah, here's a handkerchief for you.
Believe me, I don't need one.
Okay, need all right. One. Let's hear what
all
he
right,
has to say.
Let's listen to Tony.
All right. He's earned the right to be our quarterback.
Yeah.
As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right. He's guided our team to an 8-1 record, and that's hard to do. If you think for a second that I don't want to be out there, then you've probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning.
Mickey's crying.
You haven't
right
either.
That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn more now than ever.
Oh. Well, he said, I think you also want to say that he has Dak's back.
No, Tony, hey, if you had Dax back, you'd still be the starter, okay? The back was the issue.
Son of a 37-year-old back.
I got to tell you, man.
I feel kind of sad, you know?
I
feel kind of sad because, I mean, who are we going to kick around now?
I know. Yeah, he's taking away our number one enemy right now.
I know. I mean, he's like, he's the enemy number one. We've always taken shots at him. And it's been easy for us to do being in Philadelphia because the Eagles have never lost to Tony Romo.
No, they've never lost to Tony. Hold on a second. Our producer, Hernando's talking to our
what?
In our
I
ear
don't
right
think
now.
They've ever lost
what,
to
Hernando? No, come on. All right, Hernando is saying that he's got audio of the Cowboys
beating
the
Eagles. Well, they did beat him
the
last
Eagles.
Year, that, but that was Brandon Whedon that finished up that game, Hernando.
He's saying he's got the... No, I don't want the audio. No! No, shut up! I don't want audio!
Hey, I don't want audio! Listen, what are you getting so upset about? Maybe that's the way they do it on the Philly Cheese Show.
Yeah, the Philly Cheesesteak, who is our nighttime guy now. Did you hear me, this guy?
Yeah.
Claims his name is really Phil Everett Cheesesteak.
There's
Philly
no way Cheese that's his real
There's
name.
No way.
There's
that's
no
the
way
real
that's
name.
His real name.
There's no way.
Well,
that's
maybe
a
that's
word.
Well, that's the work. They works on his show, but doesn't work that way here because we just rip people, including Tony Romo. What did he do? Retire yesterday? What
no,
was that?
No, that's the thing. He didn't even retire. He just took a seat on the bench where he belonged all the time.
Right. They should have done this a long time ago.
Put
him at the number two quarterback.
I told you he wasn't an elite quarterback. I told you that when he got the starting job. That hey, you don't call someone an elite quarterback who will get replaced by a guy who went in the fourth round.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. That's right.
I told you that then.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones.
You ready
to go to the phones? Okay, let's show it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see who we got. I think we have Sal in South Philly.
Yeah.
You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing today?
I'm doing good, Sal. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know, my mother always said, when they go low, you go high. And I'm going to be the bigger man this morning, even though I still live in my mother's basement. I'm 34 years old, but still.
No shame in that.
Ah.
I am not going to call him Tony Homo.
That's a funny joke,
it
though. Okay,
it is funny.
I want to just thank Tony Romo for letting us beat him 27-7 in 2006.
Oh yeah, I remember
God,
that
I
game.
Wish we had audio of that. God, yeah. I want audio!
And I want to thank Tony Romo for letting us beat him 44-6 back in 08.
Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, get that audio, Hernando.
And I want to thank Mr. Anthony Romo for letting us beat him 33-10 when he threw two interceptions in 2014.
Oh yeah.
What a great,
who
what
could
a
ever
great
forget
moment that,
day. That
was.
And I just have one question for you two guys before I hang up and listen.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Does Tony Romo suck or what?
No soft peddling around here.
No soft peddling. All right, coming up next, we've got Peter King and Justin Montemayor. It's roundtable time.
God. Man, those guys.
They can't give the Cowboys one break. One day they can't give the Cowboys a break.
I guess, I hate those guys. Guess that's what the Philly fan wants. They're still on the air.
Playing to their audience. Okay, yeah.